Discover the transformative power of Zen and the art of NLP. A lot more success with a lot less stress on Transformation Talk Radio. Every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, Dr. Steve Simpson combines the principles of Zen philosophy with the techniques of neuro-linguistic programming to help you achieve your goals with ease and tranquility. Whether you're seeking personal growth, professional development, or improved relationships, this show offers practical strategies and insights to navigate life's challenges with a calm and focused mindset. Get ready to embrace a new level of success and serenity. Zen and the art of NLP starts now.
Hello, everyone. It certainly does start now, today, right now, because the greatest gift you have is probably the one that you most underestimate, and it's called your intuition. I'm Dr. Steve Simpson, and you are listening to Zen and the Art of NLP on Transformation Talk Radio. Our headline topic today is the power of intuition. And did you know that Albert Einstein believed in intuition? He said, I believe in intuition and inspirations. I sometimes feel that I'm right. Did you know that Steve Jobs believed in intuition? He said, intuition is a very powerful thing, more powerful than intellect. Well, that's pretty cool. It means we don't need to worry too much about our IQ. It's a level playing field. And I like this one the most. Did you know that Oprah Winfrey believed in intuition? She said, you cannot hear the still, small voice of your instinct, your intuition, what some people call God, if you allow the noise of the world to drown it out. The source of these three inspiring quotes, by the way, is dailylife.com. Stay with us for at least the next 30 minutes and let us help you experience that sweet spot of mind, body, and soul to embrace a new level of success and serenity, helping you achieve a lot more success with a lot less stress. Today, you're going to learn how to turbocharge your intuition and manifest greater health, wealth, and happiness. Please feel free to post your questions and comments, and I'll do my best to answer them in the final part of the show. Or you can call in live to our live call-in number 1-800-930-2819. Now, if you're feeling frustrated because you don't seem to achieve what you deserve from life when others do, the chances are that you're not tapping into your intuition and the source of your innate wisdom. Step one to fix this is to understand how your brain evolved and where your intuition is hiding. I'll keep this next bit really simple. Now, we have been shambling around this planet for about 1 million years. The exact date is debatable, let's say. But that, in evolutionary terms, that is nothing. And 70,000 years ago, according to George Poulos, Professor Emeritus at the University of South Africa, about 70,000 years ago, we started to learn how to teach. So that is really quite a recent advancement for us. And it happened in, again, a relatively short period of time. Now, the problem, I mean, speech is great. It helped us to evolve. It helped us to grow our tribes and to communicate more accurately and clearly to people. But the problem is, as with everything in life, you gain one new skill and you lose another. It's a bit like sat-nav. None of us know how to read a map anymore or to navigate by our instinct. And so what we lost was the power of nonverbal communication, and sometimes the power of knowing without knowing how you know, without being able to put words to it. And this is probably something to do with where intuition is hiding. It's deep down there. It's a remnant from the past, which we've stopped using. So if we can start to use it, then who knows what might happen. We all define it a bit differently, but intuition is like a processing shortcut that jumps straight from this knotty problem that we can't see an answer to a solution. And it doesn't go through all the steps. It just goes bang, bang. And that's why people sometimes call it, you know, an epiphany moment, a light bulb moment, a goosebump moment. And so another advantage of intuition is that it eliminates that That self, probably one of the worst questions that we can ask ever. It's the what if question. It eliminates those because there is no if. What there is it just is. We know as Einstein and the other people I quoted. And there's also a concept here that is a little difficult to get your arm around. I said I'd try and keep this simple. But it's about the difference between thinking and knowing. And again, we're all going to have different ideas of what the difference is, but what is thinking and what is knowing? Thinking is higher up here. It's in the other parts of our brain, what we call the conscious mind. It's the ego. There's a constant chatter of internal dialogue, often not very encouraging to us. And also, it's thinking in words. It's constructing things in words. You see, we get these thoughts that come up from the deeper parts of our brain, the more primitive parts of our brain, and we struggle to find the words to express them. So already, we're making approximations. To convert these thoughts into words, we're generalizing, we're deleting a load of stuff, and we're using our own personal bias. So is it any wonder that sometimes we have difficulty communicating with each other? Is it any wonder that we have arguments that come out of nowhere? Is it any wonder that countries go to war with each other sometimes? If only we could all communicate a little bit better. And then, in comparison to the thinking, there's the knowing. Now, knowing is something which is a feeling. We could feel it in different parts of our body. We could feel it in our head. We could feel it very often in our heart. We could feel it in our gut. Because the scientists now know that the nerve cells are not just in our head up here, not in our brain, but they're in all parts of our body, particularly in places like our guts and particularly like our heart. Because there's an enormous amount of nerve cells that go backwards and forwards between the brain and the heart. And we used to think, okay, well, the brain is controlling the heart. But when the scientists were able to identify, which nerves were going in which direction, they found that the nerves going from the heart were far more numerous than the ones that were going down. So there we are. There's the heart influencing our thinking, influencing our brain, influencing our knowing. And it might be that sometimes people say, well, knowing is, I knew in my heart that this was the right thing to do. And in my head, I was worried. My head was telling me to do a different thing, probably not to do anything, not to take a risk. Not to have an out of the box idea. So that's the difference between thinking and knowing. And there will be times when you will have known stuff. I'm certain of that because it happens to everybody. It may not have happened very often. It might only have happened once or twice. But it often in a moment when we most need it, when we've run out of ideas, our backs are against a wall. And we suddenly, yeah, okay, this is it. This is what I know I have to do. It's when people meet their partner in life. Often there's not. There's often there'll be a lot of thinking about that, but there's also a knowing. You feel a comfort with this person, and although you're not putting it all into words, you know that you're happy to stay with this person for the moment, for the foreseeable future, and who knows, maybe for the rest of your life. Some people know when they're going to have a baby. It's too early for the test to show anything, but they just feel different and they know what that different feeling is. So, the what if questions, I mentioned those before. You see that the what if questions are like the game of whack-a-mole. One what if question will come in and you address it using your reasoning. Okay. That goes away, fades away almost completely. But then another one comes, and so it goes on. It's a downward cycle. Knowing doesn't have that downward cycle. Okay, we're shortly going to take a break, but before we do, let me just remind you that you are listening to Zen and the Art of NLP with Dr. Steve Simpson. The break is coming shortly, but I'm going to leave you with first to think for a moment about these three questions. Think deeply about these three questions, not just now, but keep them stored up for the future, because your answers will sometimes change, and that can be really important. What is the one thing in life that you desire the most? What is the one thing that you desire the most? Second question. What is the one thing that is stopping you from achieving it? What is the one thing or the main thing that is stopping you from achieving it? And the third question, what is the one thing that you want to share with others? This is often the question that people miss out, but in some ways, it's the most important because when we share stuff with other people, it's like we've magnified the energy of it, we've raised the vibration, and it makes it more likely, more times than not, that you'll get the answers to the first two questions. What's the one thing that you desire the most? What's the one thing that is stopping you from achieving it? What's the one thing that you want to share with others? Now, when we return, I'm going to share three more secrets which will help you connect more closely to your intuition. And they are a bit easier than some of the things we've already been talking about. So we're here helping you achieve a lot more success with a lot less stress. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sensitive soul ready to infuse more adventure and inspiration? Hey, I'm Nicole, your guide to transformation at Energize You. Join me on the Zenspiration Show, your soul quest to stay energized for life every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Dive in to turn anxious energy into creativity and purpose. Discover more at www.energize-you.
Are you ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery, of transformation, and freedom from stress and burnout? Hi, I'm Gary Miles, the author of Breaking Free, A Guide to Achieving Personal and Professional Freedom as a Lawyer. This book is intended for lawyers and other professionals who don't feel satisfied or happy in their business or in their life. Resentments, fears, stress, and worry all limit our happiness. I call these prisons. Breaking Free has the tools to help you identify these mental prisons, and it gives you actionable steps you can take today to start overcoming them. If you're ready to enjoy a sense of personal freedom that you've not yet experienced, but which you deserve, make Breaking Free your personal companion in unlocking the doors to success and fulfillment. Get your copy today. Visit www.garymiles.net.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
The leaders pause. It's time to take a break. Take a breath. Take a knee and access your greatest superpower. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio with host Hal Runkle to find hope for living, loving, and leading better. Learn to find calm, get clear, and level up. Book a conversation with Hal today. Visit screamfree.com.
And we are right back. And I hope you enjoyed pondering those three questions. Keep them in your mind. Don't be surprised if you dream about them tonight. Now, the best way to connect with me, and I hope you do, is to check out my website, drstephensimpson.com. Sign up for my free weekly newsletter and discover plenty of free stuff to explore and some great books, audiobooks, and coaching programs to purchase if you so wish. So I said to you that there were ways that we could turbocharge our intuition. And I said that there were three things that we could do here. So let's go. Number one, talk less. Now, I say this for a couple of reasons or maybe more. But when we talk to another person, we're using or recruiting a lot of nerve cells to make that happen. And if you can imagine, all of these tiny muscles in our throat and stuff that, we had to evolve before we could actually speak, and the movements that our tongue and our lips and our cheeks and everything else does, there's a lot of effort involved in talking. Now, if it's an important conversation, of course, that doesn't mean you scrub that. But a lot of our conversations, quite frankly, are not terribly important. And whilst it's, part of social banter, sometimes we need to put a bit of a filter there. Now, there's another type of thinking, another type of talking that we do, and that's a talking in our head. This is the internal dialogue. Now, that would be great if this was a supportive voice that we respect and know and like or love, and telling us all great things about us and the great things that we've done and the great things we're going to do in the future. That would be truly inspirational. But so often, in fact, I'd say 9 times out of 10, it's very much different. It's very negative. And when I ask people if they can remember, one good thing that's happened to them today before they came along, their eyes go up to the ceiling and they struggle. If I ask them one bad thing, yeah, hands go up. And in fact, there's more than one thing. So that's it. Talk less, because that's going to allow you to connect more deeper. Listen more. Listen more. Because when you do that, your focus is going to be on the person that's in front of you or that you're conversing with. And you'll get a lot of information from this nonverbal communication. You'll hear their words, but you'll get a lot more. And also, when you're doing that, when you're absorbed in one thing, that's a great way to connect more closely to intuition. So the thing, talk less, clearing stuff, listen more, going deeper. This is the tough one. The last one. It's let go of ego. What is ego? It's different things to different people. Ego is when we worry about what other people are going to think about us, what other people are going to say about us, what other people are putting in social media about us. Ego is the entity that stops us pressing that red button when we've written a book and submitted it to Amazon, that button that says submit. And you start thinking, this isn't good enough. I'm not ready to post this. I'll go through another big edit. Or it's that work of art that never gets displayed because we don't think it's good enough, or we think that other people won't think it's good enough. Or that piece of music that will never be heard apart from in our own head and maybe in our own studio. It's not for us to judge what other people are going to think of anything. You can guarantee, even if you've written a terrible book, which I'm sure you haven't, 50% of people are going to like it. That's the way it is. If you've written a work of art, some people are not going to like it. So you can't win. So there's no point trying to worry about it. Let go of ego. How do you do that? The best way to do it is to become an astronaut and you get up into space. Because when you're in that space station or wherever you are and you're looking down, trying to find roughly where you live, the problems that you left behind on planet Earth are still there. But when you're up here and you're looking down all this distance, it changes your perspective and things like that aren't important anymore. And there comes a point in these space trips when the astronauts don't want to come back. The Russians had a lot of problems in the early days of the space program, and they used to have to use various means of encouraging people to try and stop those thoughts in their tracks, because they're not very helpful. Because when we're in space, we all have to come back someday. So if you can't do that, then go out at night if you can, and it's dark, and if you've got a cloudless sky, if all of those things are happening for you, look up. You can lie on your back if you want and stare at the sky. You cannot fail to be awestruck by the beauty and complexity of the universe where we live and the infiniteness of it, if there is such a word. And it makes us realize we are really less than a grain of sand. And if we really are less than a grain of sand, even in this planet where we, which we share with 8 billion other people, are our own thoughts that important? Are the thoughts of the other 7, nearly 8 billion people that important? They're not, because life is life. So if you can talk less, listen more, let go of ego, you are bound to tap more into your intuition. You're going to get these prompts, these light bulb moments, and these synchronicities happening, what Carl Jung called those ever-present realities that are there for those who have eyes to see. Now, it's time for the Zen and the Art of NLP top tip of the week. And I suppose you could accuse me of trying to ram this point home, because my top tip of the week this week for you to remember, at least for the next 100 years, is talk less, listen more, and let go of ego. This is the way to a lot more success. It's one of the ways to a lot more success with a lot less stress. So thanks for joining us today. And we've got a great program already lined up for you at the same day, at the same time, and at the same place next week. Be there and feel free to invite all your friends and family and everybody else too, even the people you don't particularly like. Who knows, they might change. Let's raise the vibration of our world to a higher frequency, and doesn't it need it right now? Don't forget to check out my website, drstephensimpson.com. Sign up for my free weekly newsletter, and you will discover that there's loads of other free stuff there too. Two other podcast channels, YouTube channel with over 300 videos, and loads of articles, and lots of other stuff too. And on that note, I'm going to say goodbye for now. Thank you for joining us today.
You have been listening to the Zen and Art of NLP. A lot more success with a lot less stress. Tune in every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we dive into the depths of your unconscious mind and awaken your intuition, unlocking hidden talents and supercharging your personal and professional relationships. Continue embarking on a stress-free journey towards unparalleled success by subscribing to future episodes and stay updated on the latest content. Easily share these captivating shows with your loved ones and create meaningful connections. Book a personal session with Dr. Steve Simpson to delve deeper into the topics that resonate with you. You can visit his website at drstephensimpson.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.